This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
This is a program called Made in New Zealand, where we talk to Kiwi musicians about their music, and today it's our pleasure to be talking to Kiwi actor, director, singer, songwriter Michael Sharp, who lives right here in sunny Hawke's Bay. And Michael, welcome to Made in New Zealand.
Kia ora. Nice to be here.
And today we're going to talk about your new album. It's called Blossoming Tree. But before we get there, take us on a journey. Your journey into music.
My journey into music started when I was about 11 years old, I think. My mother found an advert for a piano teacher in our small town, Kawakawa, in the Bay of Islands. And she said, "Would you like to learn the piano?" And I said, "Yes, I'd love to learn the piano." And that was the start of it, really. A love affair with playing the piano, but also guitar. They bought me a guitar very young. I used to just strum away. And I think music also was a big influence in my life through my grandparents, who had an amazing record collection that I used to love sitting next to and spinning some vinyl. And very influenced early on by artists like Kris Kristofferson and Olivia Newton-John, who sadly passed away, Barbara Streisand, you know, and lots of classical music. So music has been a big part of my life. And ever since I was young, I wanted to write songs. Mm. And I was always sitting in the bathroom, you know, with my guitar, because it was great ambiance. And had my old tape deck and just recorded little ditties here, there and everywhere and performed at school. That was the start of it. And from then it's just gone on. And I've always written songs. And you know, the songs have been about my personal experiences. A lot of, you know, outside influences that come and go. And
People who don't know you may not realize how talented you are. So you're a multi-instrumentalist. You're a well-known actor. You're a drama teacher. Where does it come from, that? I mean, did you inherit the genes of talented people, or was it just a whole lot of blooming hard work along the way?
Yeah, I think I'm adopted, and my birth parents informed me when I first met them that my grandparents had theatrical background, so they were involved in musicals and things like that. So I guess back in the, you know, in the gene pool, there was something there. Mm. But I think my mum, who brought me up, she just saw it in me and just tried to nurture it. Mm. And then I just naturally found my own way through school, you know, getting involved in choirs and putting my hand up for the artistic stuff that was happening in school. And then the Bay of Islands in the 80s, you know, sport. It was always sport, sport, sport. Yeah. So if you were doing the arts, it was a little bit, you were a little bit different.
Yes, you were.
You were that different kid. and I struggled with that initially, you know. But when I got to sort of sixth form, seventh form, I just fully embraced it.
So in that difficult time, who inspired you to keep going the way you were going?
Oh, I think, you know, there's a lot of inspiration along the way through friends. Mm. Who, you know, influence you with their music taste. Mm. My parents pushed me, you know, and helped me get where I was in that regard. But I think...
Were you in a band? Were you in a school band?
I was asked to be in a school band in the sixth form for a talent quest, and we actually did quite well, just playing a couple of chords here and there. Mm. And then just being in school shows, I was confident enough to get up in front of a crowd, and in the seventh form I got a lead role in the musical Here, which really boosted my confidence. And then from there, left school, went to art school and wanted to be a painter instead of a musician, and got involved in theatre outside of school as well, and that was it, really.
Mm. Well, I forgot to add painter on there as well, because you're talented at that as well. So, I mean, yeah, what made you...
It's a little bit of David Bowie in me, I think.
Yes, I think
he was an artist as well.
He can do everything.
And he's been a massive influence on me.
If you had to put your music in a box, and you've been writing it since you were a young man, how would you describe your style? What is it? I mean, is it grunge? Is it country? Is it rock? Is it What is it?
I would say it's a... this is really hard because I've had to do this to put it out, categorize it. I would say it's a pop, rock, ballad, folky style.
It's everything.
Yeah, there's a little bit of country in there. There's a little bit of... there's a lot of ballad. There's a lot of intimate stuff. But there's a nice sort of rock song. A couple of nice rock songs as well. One that I listened to and I thought, oh, yeah, that's very Fleetwood Mac, you know. I've been influenced, you know, this album, there's songs on there where I can hear artists like Jason Mraz, Indigo Girls, a bit of Kris Kristofferson, you know, that sort of stuff.
When you're writing, do you write to please yourself or do you write to please your audience?
Always to please myself.
Yeah, why is that? Because you're not a, you know, just pumping out songs to make money.
I can't make music just for the sake, you know, for other people. It just comes. And, you know, a classic example was a song called Kōwhai Tree that I wrote. I was sitting outside underneath the Kōwhai Tree and it was a beautiful day. And I was just thinking about my relationship with my wife and it just came. Like the words just come. Generally, it starts with the words. And then from there I just play around and I do, you know, little recordings on my phone, and sort of piece it all together. And generally it can take a couple of days for it to real settle in my, in my psyche, if that's all.
Sounds easy, but I can't imagine it really is that easy at all. So you write the songs. I mean, you're sitting under the Kōwhai Tree and there you wrote a song about a Kōwhai Tree. But in general, what is that writing process like for you? I know this album's been 9 months at least in the making, and that's in studios, but how long in the making were the songs? Were they all done in that 9 months?
No. This album came about really because of lockdown, and I was doing these live at fives for people on a Friday, you know, just to give them some light at the end of the week. And I was playing a lot of, you know, other people's music. And every so often I'd throw in an original. And people were commenting and saying, hey, your originals are really good. You should try and do something with them. So that sat with me. And then I thought, you know, I'm turning 50 this year. I want to create something that's going to leave a legacy for my kids and, you know, do something special. And I thought, right, I'm gonna create an album, 12 songs. It's going to be called Blossoming Tree. And I'd written a song called Blossoming Tree back in when I was about 17. I thought that was going to be on the album, but it isn't. I played this, interesting story, I played this for a friend and they said, yeah, actually, you've moved on from that time and you need to actually rethink it. So that's where a song called Two Trees Standing came out, and that was about my relationship with my wife and the ups and downs of that, but how we're strong and we're together. And so, yeah, the songs on the album actually span from quite recent, and that's that one, Two Trees Standing, to a song that I wrote back in 1990. But there's a real sort of linear journey through the album. It starts with a song called Moment, where, you know, it's New Year's, around New Year's, I'm on a mountain watching the sunrise, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, we really need to seize opportunities and take each moment for what it is. So it starts with that song, and then we sort of go back and there's a bit of retrospect, thinking about, you know, the beginnings of relationships and how they start. And then it goes into my kids come along and celebrating family and celebrating time with them. And then, you know, it sort of goes through talking about, there's a song called Simple Things, which is all about, you know, celebrating the simple things in life and enjoying life. And then there's this great song that comes out called Marmalade. And this is another one of those moments where you're sitting at the breakfast bar with the sun on your back and you're buttering your toast and you've got marmalade and you love marmalade. You made this marmalade. And the person who taught you how to make the marmalade was your grandmother. And then it just comes like, that was a really quick song. It just came really quick.
So it's fair to say that these 12 songs are just various chapters from your life.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a real, yeah. And it's called Blossoming Tree because it's about that. It's about, you know, how you blossom in life. And
so none of them are made up, sort of like, I mean, it's a cliche, you know, just I'm going to write a song today. That's not like that for you.
No. So it's a special album, and I wanted to share it. And that can be quite vulnerable, you know, putting yourself out there like that.
Are you nervous about that?
I am.
What are you more nervous about, the reaction to the songs or to what people will think of you afterwards?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, there are some songs I think, oh, you know, maybe this isn't for public consumption.
It's like a diary, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I guess that's art, isn't it?
Of course. Now, you're a busy man. You're a full-time teacher. You're a family man. You're heavily involved in acting on stage and off. You teach drama to kids. You create music. You paint. Given the option, and I can't understand why you would have perhaps chosen art over music, because you're really good at both, but you did. Would you rather, in hindsight being 2020, would you have rather pursued a music career, or is the current package what makes what Michael Sharp is?
It's a really good question. I always said I wanted to be a rock star.
Yes.
I want to be a rock star. I want to perform and sing and be in front of people. But I guess I've instilled that in kids along the way, and that's been really rewarding. And I don't regret the journey that I'm on. I probably have left it a little bit late. I mean, I think I should have maybe pushed it a bit further earlier on. But that, you know, that takes courage and that takes strength. And
but you have all that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I wonder, you probably answered that question, the question I'm about to ask you already, but I wonder, what was the dream for Michael Sharp and Music Man? Was it, let's use a current artist, was it Ed Sheeran opening for Michael Sharp? Did you see your name in the lights and think, you know, wow, they're screaming for me? Was that what you saw?
Yeah, that's what I saw, you know.
So what's the dream now then?
I guess it's still that dream,
yeah.
Ken. You know, it's still to push it. I mean, I'd love to take my album and, you know, some other songs that I've written in the past and songs that I'm writing now on the road and do a tour of New Zealand somehow.
Have you been reading my list?
Sorry?
Being in the studio or being on the road, what would you prefer to be?
Oh, the studio is fun.
Yeah.
The studio is a lot of fun. A lot of expensive fun.
Yes.
Like, it's been an expense. But I think my little company, Sharp Performing Arts, has kind of sponsored that. Yeah, because you can be so creative, and things come to you in the moment, and you decide, oh, yeah, I really want some strings on that, or I really want to add a trumpet to that, or, you know, let's do this harmony, and let's add this lyric. So that's been a lot of fun. I think on the road is hard work.
Yeah.
You know,
Can't recreate the sound, can you, either?
No, and you know, and I'm working with some wonderful musicians at the moment who, in a matter of, you know, a few weeks, are learning these songs and, you know, giving up their time for me, which I'm just so grateful for. Rachel Machu, Dave O'Hanlon, Tiffany Anderson, and Greg Lincoln are helping me create this sound, which I think is going to be beautiful. It will be beautiful, but it'll be a bit different than the live, than the recorded stuff.
Coming to the end of the program, for sure we're going to play some of your songs from your album, but I wonder, when you reflect, particularly on your music career to date, and you know, like, you've been a musician for 35 years almost, what's been the wow moment that stood out, which says, doesn't get any better than this? Is it one of those moments, or is that yet to come?
Wow moments. I think, I probably talk about the concerts I've been to, you know. Elton John shaking my hand.
Wow. In a concert. That is a wow moment.
That is a wow moment. Yeah. You know, just and those major influences. You know, you go and see Jason Mraz a couple of times, Queen. You know, all those moments where you just look at those people and you just idolise them. Mm. But for me as a performer...
do they inspire you to keep going or to go home and create?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think another well moment was... Oh, this is a really special well moment. I was recording a song on my laptop in my living room, and it was a beautiful song that's on the album. It's called All That We Need. And it's about, you know, your family, and all that you need really is love. And I'm getting to the end of the song, recording it, and my kids in the background have been in bed for an hour or so, but then they decide to play up. So they start shouting out and calling, and then Forrest, my son, comes out and starts talking to me at the table, and I've still got the record button happening.
Mm.
So I record all this, and... there's beautiful things that he says, like, I love you, Daddy, mm-hmm. and I love you, Mama. And
yeah.
Then you can hear my daughter, Coco, in the background calling out to Forrest. So that special wow moment I kept in that very simple recording.
Mm.
And I've built it into the new recording of the song. So I've put that in, and that was a really special recording wow moment for me.
That is a wow moment. Looking down the road... Where do you think music's going to take Michael Sharp? Where do you hope music's going to take you in the future?
To the big stage,
yeah.
Ken. Aiming high to the big stage somewhere.
Can you get on the big stage by staying in New Zealand, do you think? I mean, you know...
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And it's really hard as a solo artist if you haven't got the backing of a label or someone to support that and to do all the hard work for you. You've got to do it yourself, and so, you know, all the marketing and the promotion and the pushing yourself out there.
It's all about the money, isn't it?
Yeah, until someone comes along and says, oh, I like you, and I can do something with this.
Are you living the dream?
I think so, yeah. I'm living the dream.
Living lots of dreams.
Another cool well moment is I've had students who have gone on to do great stuff, like Natalie Hutton is in a band called There's a Tuesday, and they're doing amazing stuff. And she was a little five-year-old that I taught at St. Margaret's.
Wow, I'm good as
that. And, you know, she said to me in a little text message that I was a major influence on her. So I'm excited to see where she goes.
Coming to the end of the program, so I want to play two songs. I want to play your two best songs or your favourite songs from your new album, which is called Blossoming Tree, which is going to be on sale next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, through iTunes, Spotify, those online stores. Yep.
So pick two songs and tell us about them.
Okay, I guess I'll pick Kōwhai Tree,
yes,
which is right bang smack in the middle of the album. It's got a cool reggae vibe. I love it. Greg Lincoln plays the trumpet. It's just got a really cool Sunday vibe, so that's why I love it. And I guess Two Trees Standing, who my friend Derek Moore, who plays the drums on the album, said, that is your banging song. Yeah. That is your number one hit. So... and that's the final song on the album. I love that one too. So,
Michael Sharp, it's been my pleasure to talk with you on this Made in New Zealand. Wish you well for the future, and look forward to seeing him after Ed Sheeran's open for you.
Thank you very much, Ken. It's been great being here.
Light touching our skin as we talk about the dream. Can you pass me the wine? Let's toast to the days, to the ways, to the haze, to the good and bad times. Shadows playing with our heart, cast long shadows from the boughs, shadows protect and the shadows allow. Can you meet me in the shadows on the grass right now? Meet me underneath the coffee tree and we'll talk about forever and a happy ever after. Meet me underneath the coffee tree and we'll talk about next chapters and the love we made and the love we gave. Can you meet me under? Meet me underneath the coffee tree. Tell me where to go and I can tell you what I already know. We've got this, we're gonna make it. Let's take it to the next level and be let's just be. Talk about forever and a happy ever after. Meet me underneath the coffee tree and we'll talk about next chapters and the love we made and the love we gave. Can you meet me under? Meet me underneath the coffee tree. Said, I'd like to be like a tree, standing strong, firmly facing the weather. And it's true, I found you, and we planted and grew it together. And though you're black and white and I'm lost in gray, we can jigsaw the colors out of the dark days. Growing old, growing up, evolving. I'm yours, you're mine. We will blossom all the time. Vows will bend when there's a wind, but underneath the dirt and sand, we're linked together, holding hands, you and I and you, two trees standing. Good conversations, make up on the pillow. Separate screens and different dreams, bringing up, shaping the consequences of real life. Sowing new seeds in the memory, Sometimes the confetti blows like dust around this place. The patterns of the petals on the ground will make a smiling face. We're growing old, growing up, we're evolving. I'm yours, you're mine. We will blossom over time. The leaves will fall and grow again. The boughs will bend when there's a wind. But underneath the dirt and sand, we're linked together, holding hands. You and I and you, two trees standing. The leaves will fall and grow again. The boughs will bend when there's a wind. But underneath the dirt and sand, we're linked together, holding hands. You and I and you, two trees standing. You and I and you, two trees standing.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.